Madam President Pat Hirsch opened the Board of Realtors event at the OTC Jack Hill building with a lighthearted remark about choosing shrimp and grits over salad, thanking everyone for attending and ensuring they had plenty to eat. Hirsch acknowledged the delicious meal that was prepared by Travis Phillips, the painted chef. She also thanked George Lawrence for providing entertainment and mentioned the fun photo feature available for guests. Hirsch then introduced Sarah Brown, the Georgia Association of Realtors, GAR, Region 12 director, inviting her to the stage for brief remarks, noting that it was her first year in the role. Brown addressed the audience, explaining that their region was recently redistricted from Region 9 to Region 12. She highlighted several key events, including the inaugural conference during the week of February 17, which will coincide with Legislative Day, a convenient opportunity for local participation. She also discussed the upcoming GRI Summit in late March at the DeSoto in Savannah, where realtors can complete core courses in 1 week while networking. Additionally, she encouraged members to join the Region 12 Georgia Realtors Facebook group for updates and discussions. Brown closed by reminding attendees to celebrate not only their public successes but also their personal achievements that may go unrecognized. Muammer Music, representing Georgia Multiple Listing Service or GAMLS, addressed the audience, emphasizing his role in supporting them, whether through association-related matters or MLS discussions. He acknowledged that while recent years have been filled with unprecedented challenges, 2024 appears to be a more stable year with no major surprises. He touched on key industry updates, including ongoing legal actions and changes in Georgia real estate regulations, inviting attendees to reach out with any questions. Additionally, he announced a new initiative, a data-sharing agreement with 12 MLSs across the state, aimed at expanding listing exposure and providing better access to properties for buying clients. President Hirsch took a moment to introduce the board of directors, emphasizing the importance of networking, especially for new agents. She encouraged attendees to use the social hour to connect with colleagues they may have only spoken to over the phone. She then recognized the board members, asking them to stand for acknowledgement. President Pat Hirsch, President-elect Denise Mickel, Vice President Jean Ricketts, Secretary Stephanie Hodges, Treasurer Wendy Todd, Directors Lauren Davis, Larry Williams, Shauna Tinker, Past President Ronald Love. Hirsch then highlighted the organization's accomplishments over the past year, noting that their work extends beyond real estate transactions. Their community service projects included collecting cleaning supplies for Christian Social Ministry after Tropical Storm Debbie, donating food to replenish local food banks after Hurricane Helene, contributing $500 to the G9K9 Foundation, donating $250 as a water table sponsor for Open Hearts and the Chocolate Run, giving $500 to Esther's Place, donating $500 to the Statesboro Exchange Club's Strike Out Child Abuse Initiative, providing $300 to foster programs, sponsoring 12 summer camps with a total donation of $4,200, surpassing their RPAC fundraising goal, raising $10,810, more than double the initial goal of $5,375. She praised the RPAC committee for their efforts and announced that she had been appointed to the state RPAC committee for the upcoming year. She also mentioned an upcoming auction at the state convention, for which they are seeking vacation home donations, such as Airbnb stays, for a 3-day giveaway. Members willing to contribute were encouraged to reach out after the meeting. Before transitioning to the awards presentation, Hirsch reminded attendees that brokers and agents were responsible for submitting their numbers and forms by the deadline. She asked for patience if any names were unintentionally missed and reassured everyone that oversights were not intentional. If any omissions occurred, they would be addressed at the end of the ceremony. She then introduced President-elect Denise Mickel to begin the awards presentation. The list below each photo includes all the award recipients. The photos include realtors present at the awards ceremony. In order to be a part of the Distinguished Sales Society, receive a plaque, a realtor must have $1 million in closed sales volume for the year. The plaque for first 2 years of meeting that goal indicates the title of Distinguished Sales Society. The plaque for the third and fourth years of meeting that volume indicates title of Distinguished Sales Society Life Member. The plaque for 5 or more years of meeting volume indicates Distinguished Sales Society Continuing Life Member. Distinguished Sales Society, first year. Patricia Bailey, Haggins Ball, Nathan Brown, Stephanie S. Hodges, W.C. Hodges, Colby Hook, Lindsay Peoples, Dakota Perkins. Distinguished Sales Society, second year. Rob Adams, Brooke Black, Anna Clifton, Amy Coward, Lauren Davis, Mason Davis, Jeff Graham, Diane Hendricks, Joel Marsh, Casey Morris, Grace Stewart, Jessica Wilson. Life Member, 3 and 4 years. Third year. Taylor Franklin Davis, Samantha Reagan, Tracy Thompson. Fourth year. Jamie Canotti, Sherry Chance, Mandy Colin, Vondessa Lee, Laura Lytle, Andrea May, Samantha O'Brien, Tanise Price. Continuing Life Member, 5+ years of production. Billy Allen, Jackie Anderson, Brian Arendez, Mitchell Ball, Deidre Barnett, Aaron Burns, Ainsley Byington, Jack Connor, Tony Crosby, Brad David, Lorena Deloach, Sam DiPolito, Karen Georgievic, Michelle Franklin, Lauren Groover, Debbie Hagen, Beth Hall, Hazel Hendricks, Jessica Herman, Pat Hirsch, Shannon Horton, Margaret Hudson, Bubba Hunt, Everett Kennedy, Michelle Lance, Mandy Lane, James Lawson, Ronald Love, David Lumpkin, Tracy Mallory, Todd Manick, Jean Melton Furr, Denise Mickle, Tim Montgomery, Paul Newman, Cindy Osborne, Ashley Paget, Chelsea Peavy, Nick Props, Jean Ricketts, Charles Rocket, Todd Surratt, Shelley Stringer, Beau Venus, William Webb, Larry Williams, Nikki Williams, President Pat Hirsch and Past President Ronald Love. Special Awards. Past President's Award, Ronald Love. 30 Years of Service, Jack Connor, Todd Manick, Pat Hirsch. 20 Years of Service, Aaron Burns. President Hirsch expressed her appreciation and shared one of her resolutions for the year, visiting each office to encourage more agent participation in the board. She emphasized that the organization is stronger with active involvement from all members and noted that some attendees had not been to a regular board meeting before. She then announced the next board meeting, scheduled for February 12 at Blue Mile Catering, formerly known as Uncle Shug's. To ensure proper meal preparation, she stressed the importance of RSVPs, asking brokers to take charge of collecting headcounts from their offices. She noted that unlike before, there is no restaurant to pull extra food from, so an accurate count is essential. Hirsch acknowledged the numerous changes the board has adapted to over the past year and encouraged members to embrace continued adjustments. She assured them that they would navigate challenges month by month and thanked everyone in advance for their cooperation with the RSVP process. Finally, she introduced the Past President Award, honoring Ronald Love for his leadership and dedication. She highlighted his contributions, from representing the board at meetings from Atlanta to Savannah to committing significant time to its growth. She then invited Ronald Love to the stage to accept his award. Ronald Love took the stage with a smile, opening his speech by congratulating the audience on a phenomenal 2024 and encouraging them to give themselves a round of applause. He reflected on the challenges of the past year, including regulatory changes and the buyer brokerage agreement, emphasizing how well the group adapted. He noted that the large number of awards given out was proof of their resilience and ability to navigate change. Love then took a moment to recognize members based on their years of experience, asking first-year realtors to stand and be applauded for their decision to enter the industry. He continued by acknowledging those with 5, 10, 15, and 20-plus years in real estate, eventually building up to those with 30, 40, and even 42 years of experience. The room celebrated their dedication and longevity in the profession. Reflecting on his tenure as president in 2024, Love shared that the role came with many challenges and moments where he was put on the spot, but he was grateful for the support of the board and members. He expressed his confidence in Pat Hirsch's leadership, reassuring everyone that they were in good hands moving forward. He closed with a motivational call to action, encouraging everyone to keep making deals and closing houses, leaving the audience on a high note.